following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Hey everybody, I'm Michael.
I am Charles.
And I'm Canadian songwriter and singer Michael Bublé. This is what Michael Bublé would sound like if he was Russian. Just haven't met you yet. What do you think of that?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah?
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's I noticed good. You're not laughing.
That's good.
At all.
I like that.
Sometimes
it had to
it's
hit
not
me.
About the laughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's
do it more like offensively Russian.
No. They're listening.
Because Bublé's like, a showman.
Yeah.
He would do that.
Russian accent.
Oh. I can't think of what Michael Bublé sounds like when he talks.
The whole show stops until you do this.
Oh, no.
Pressure.
I just haven't met you yet.
It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And you got that jazzy singing.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He Bublé.
I don't want people to think I don't like Michael Bublé. He's fantastic.
He's Canadian.
He made royalty. Christmas fun again.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I drink bubblies.
All right.
What are we doing this week?
So, yeah.
It's a zombie debate.
It's a zombie
we're
debate.
We're doing a zombie survival debate.
We are.
Okay.
Well,
in honor of 28 years later.
Exactly. Well done.
Fuck yes. You get to do these
with
from now
maybe
on.
The future James Bond, I've heard.
First try.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Right?
I don't hate it. He's getting hotter every day.
Did you hear this the watch thing? Like, I heard the watch thing about how he's in the ad with the watch that James
oh,
Bond
oh, yeah,
wears.
And it's very, yeah.
It's very obvious.
James
that he
Bond.
Might, you know, like.
I don't hate it. It's
are
growing
people,
on
do
me.
Do people really think that's a sign he's going to be James Bond?
Oh, people will dissect
yeah.
everything. It's
they're
insane.
Taking that whole entire
you know
thing.
Why? Right,
you know what?
It?
If he ends up being James Bond, fuck me, I guess.
And my favorite thing is if you ask him, he'd be like, oh, no, it's money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it for money.
And, you know, yeah. I kind of believe him.
I so happen to get James Bond, which is cool. Money.
In a career where you're that young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're well, talking about Taylor. Listener, we're talking about Taylor. Aaron Taylor Johnson for a second.
Kick
here,
ass.
But, yeah, kick ass, right?
And his 60-year-old wife.
Yeah. Hey, did you see a million?
So crazy. Good for her.
Did you see a million? Did you see a million little pieces? Where his dick flops around on screen?
What?
Like slow-mo?
No.
Slow-mo dick?
He's in that? Okay.
Slow-mo
the most recent movie
dick.
I remember of him that stood out and he was fantastic was
Bullet Train.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That was when I was like, I could see him be Bond.
Yeah.
I could see him be a Bond. He's pretty awesome.
He was big, too. He's
yeah.
scary. Yeah.
Well, and like, I don't know if you...
Probably don't.
Big announcement in the video game world. There's
yeah.
a new 007 game coming out that looks... It's the makers of Hitman. So the Hitman franchise, which is fantastic. They're making a new Bond game for the first time in fucking decades.
20 years.
Yeah. And it's a much younger Bond, but I'm into it. And it's him getting his 007. Like, he's not a 00.
Oh, he's got a...
You gotta
he's
earn
just
it.
Getting into MI6.
You got to get the O and the 7.
So I'm assuming the game is going to end where you get your... Yeah, it's the beginning of Casino Royale, basically.
Sweet.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Craig?
And then franchise. No, and it's a way younger guy. He's got a scar on his face. It's kind of cool. It's a cool... So I'm like, if they really want to do something different than Daniel Craig, I could see why they might be going that way.
ATJ.
It's
and
completely
you know what?
Different than we've seen.
I'm down for him as Bond.
I mean, why not?
I'm really down for him in 28 Days Later, which is,
as
mentioned, why we're 28.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of 28.
Days, weeks.
Yeah, it's.
Days, weeks, years, shit.
Yeah.
Sean is like, what are they going to do when they got to go into, like, is it 28 millennia? Into
or
the 20, future?
What about 28 BC?
Right? Or possibly, yeah. No. There's so many options.
That's no, funny. There aren't.
28, we've actually been fucked up. Since 28 BC, they just try to figure
God
that out.
It.
28 seconds, yeah. right? We can get right down.
Cillian
to
Murphy wakes up somehow in 28 BC too. He's like, "Damn,
how
damn, it's following me everywhere."
But as you mentioned, yeah, that's what we're doing on the show. So we actually, Jimmy, this came to pass.
We weren't Charles and I weren't here when you guys did this the first time.
No, this is
oh shit.
This
so
is this is all part of a
this
thing.
Is 28 BC.
This is kind of 28.
The
BC.
Show hadn't taken off yet.
Right.
The show
right,
didn't
right.
have what it has now.
This is what gave it wings.
Yeah. We started. To find them,
essentially.
Bette Midler.
That's great.
I see you.
That's great.
So this we did an original debate. I think it's offline, but I probably should put it back up.
It might be in the out of the vault. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll take it out of the vault for this one. But it was what would your zombie apocalypse close quarter weapon be? We got really in the minutia of it, right?
Right, right, right.
Like, you know, fuck the gun, fuck the chainsaw. Like, what would be that swinging weapon?
Right.
And I...
Tell them what you picked, Mike.
I'm going to Jimmy. Because if you listen to the show, I have been eating shit for this for 6 years almost.
Yeah.
And I picked... I thought the flail from Braveheart was a great fucking idea. Right, you know the thing he swings on the horse that, like, once you're done once, it's like it takes all your strength.
Not
to do
a mace,
it again. Yeah. Not a mace,
a flail.
Yeah, it was on a chain.
Right,
we're not talking about a mace.
And I believe there's a point in that episode where if you
I
listen,
can get the bullet once,
if you listen closely, you can just hear me sounding like an absolute fucking moron. And I think Martin's like, well, how did you think the zombies were coming? And I was like, up an escalator. And they're like, why would they be coming up an escalator?
I'm in a mall.
And I'm like, I'm in a mall because in my head, zombie apocalypse.
Zombie mall.
Takes place in Dawn of the Dead, right?
Yeah, that's
how I imagine.
Yeah.
That's why you wrote scenario into this one.
Exactly.
So you wouldn't catch yourself.
I didn't want to fuck myself up.
He's like, right?
So inspired by that whole thing, we decided to go back to this. But do it proper. Do it how we kind of have a better idea of what this whole shit show is about now. So what we're doing is we're putting ourselves into a zombie apocalypse type scenario in Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
And
we kept it local.
We kept it local so that everybody can experience what we're experiencing. And you need to have a loadout. So we're gonna figure out what our primary weapon is. We're going to figure out what our secondary weapon is. Maybe mine's a flail again. Who fucking knows?
Who knows, man?
We're going to have a utility item, and then we're going to have like
a bonus weapon.
Like a moral. Like, I bring out the flail.
Yeah, flail has entered the ring.
It's that part of the video game.
Yeah.
A flail, pick it up.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to have transport, how we want to get around. But the caveat we all agreed to was we're sticking with the zombie genre.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So anything you've seen in a zombie show,
movie, media.
I'm even okay with Call of Duty video games if you really could. Like, if you were kind of going to pull it out.
Nazi truck.
Right?
Well, I'm, zombie Nazi
fascinating
truck.
Fascinating choice.
You know, they're random. They got to have them.
Zombies are fucking awesome. I think zombies, vampires, and
there was
werewolves,
a Call of Duty.
Zombies is where I rank the highest. Okay.
There was a Call of Duty that had Nazi zombies, did it not?
I believe
so.
Yeah, they all do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good. So there's definitely a truck somewhere in there.
Probably.
There's a convoy.
They got to get there. They got to get there.
You
got to
move 50 Nazi zombies in one time.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a little, we're going to argue.
Did you tell them we're picking a leader too?
Well, yeah.
Because in our scenarios, we are not the hero.
We're not.
How sad. Even in our own fantasies.
Yeah. No, in my scenario.
How beta. Beta cucks we all are.
My scenario, give it 3 days. If they don't know what's going on, like, bye. See you guys.
I'm the one you have to outrun to survive. I'm not the one that outruns you, so don't worry.
He's in flip-flops. We got him.
All right, so that's what we're doing. That's what you're going to experience today. And before we get to it, we just want to remind you, July 19th.
Us?
Yes.
We've deciphered this before we started. July 19th, Little Brown Jug. If you've heard me say it another date prior to this, ignore all of that. Confirmed. July 19th, 7 p.m., we're going to be doing Star Wars Under the Sun. We're going to be doing it on the patio till the sun stars come out, which is
under
like
10:30. Under the Tatooine sun.
Under the single Tatooine sun. We're doing four rounds of Star Wars themed questions.
And Jimmy, you're taking the lead on all of it, right?
No.
You're taking the lead on all the rounds.
They'll get so mad at me.
Are you dressing up as Darth?
No, they're going to hate me. They're going to hate me a lot.
They're
going to
hate
you. It's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad.
I
we got a back way to get you in and out.
Yeah. I remember the last time everyone loved it when Jimmy fucked with the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
So the staple now is that Charles, Emily, and me have three rounds, one round each.
Yeah.
Based on original trilogy. So Return, Empire, and A New Hope.
Yeah.
That's it. But then Jimmy, what are you going to do?
I'm going to fuck with him.
Are you going to fuck with him?
I'm going to fuck with him real
bad.
He's
a wild card round.
Yeah.
Questions have to do with Star Wars.
Yeah. That's the criteria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the criteria.
They're for the people who know useless shit. They're for the people who
might get
dive
mad.
Deep.
They're
right?
going to get mad.
Exactly.
They might get mad.
Most people will get mad.
Yeah.
That'll be the thing.
Guido shot first. We'll just yell that at one point.
And you know, I have no proof for any of these other than the internet.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's even better.
Some of them are just based
according
on
According to Lightsaber Guy on Reddit.
Some of them might just be based on rumor.
Yeah, right. Right.
So July 19th, $10 a ticket. We also include now in these Trivia Plus evenings, we do a coloring contest.
Trivia Plus. You gotta TM that.
That's true.
Yeah, we're working. Lawyers and
or else we're gonna Trivia Prime.
Yeah.
Trivia Prime. Oh my god.
Also
that's even
sounds
better.
Pretty cool.
That's even better.
Trivia with an Amazon
I would tell
happy
people.
Face.
Yeah.
Have you guys not tried Trivia Prime? Come on.
Rather than trivia.
What are you doing? It's prime trivia. Fuck.
The prime directive of trivia. Yeah. So, yeah. And also, we're doing a cosplay challenge. So if you want to come dressed up, if you want to show off an item, you have a Star Wars thing, even if it's like a prop or like a cool thing and you want to bring it,
yeah,
we're just going to vote on like who did Star Wars the coolest. Because
I'm Star Wars.
You can't be Ralph.
I'm in danger.
Miss Krabappel.
I think, you know, and the more, I guess, unique and entertaining the cosplay.
Yeah, you know.
You usually get better.
And the coloring, too. Votes. We want you to add to the picture.
Oh, yeah.
They always do.
Right? You got
to
get.
There's always one person, at least, in a trivia group
really
that
inspired.
Loves to color.
Yeah.
Well, and they also know, like, it's not a high bar you have to get to.
It isn't.
Right? You're an adult. You should be able to kind of expand on
you
the
can
idea.
Stay in the lines.
Right. Well, that's
if you breach those fucking
yeah,
lines.
You're out. It's disqualified. We burn it. We burn it
under a microscope.
Yeah.
Get your tickets. Link in the bio. Link in the show notes. Link everywhere. Link. Subscribe to all our social media so you don't miss out on any of these fun activities. That's it. That's the advertisement. Thank you for putting up with it. We hope to see you there. These are a lot of fun.
July 19th.
Jimmy, July 19th.
Yes. And for the future, if you're listening to this, completely disregard this episode. We have moved the date. It's on the 28th now.
Shut the fuck up.
That's great.
Charles,
we're doing it on the 28th and the 19th.
The best way
it's
to keep informed
you
got to
show up to
listening.
Both nights.
Contracts.
Listen to every episode to stay informed. If you miss one, the date might switch.
All backwards to every episode.
That's right.
It'll start with the zombie flail.
Yes.
Charles, what'd you watch?
Ooh. Oh, man.
Let's talk about it.
So first one I have to say, Studio is, it's an absolute
You get one today. So
you get one today.
You get one today.
Honorable mention, Blair Witch 2 is the worst movie
ever. He's doing two anyways.
Worst movie ever made.
We told him one, he's doing two.
Wild card.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's the worst movie ever made. But okay.
Did you letterbox it?
Oh, fuck, I should, yeah.
That's funny.
It's going to be a long one.
Do it.
Ian's going to hate you when you give you 5 stars.
Yeah.
Five out of five?
I might just
reserve for special
movies. I might actually
just
do
it,
just
to see him react.
And then my review will be like, your movie, Ian. That's my review. That's my review. Fuck you,
your
Ian.
Movie, Ian.
Fuck you, Ian. Teach this in fucking film class.
I'm
going
to start doing that just to bother.
Check, Ian.
Teach this in film class.
No, you were talking about it before the show. And I want to talk about it with you, the studio.
It's one of the few, it's been a long time that I've crushed a show in one day.
Yeah.
Me and Claudia watched the first half, like Saturday morning, or Sunday. Well, I have limited time
on
Apple
on
TV, so I'm giving her.
Yeah.
It's now
only,
or never, brother.
It's only Apple TV. She'll be like, hey, did you see the new season on Netflix? I'm like, that can wait. Okay. This is free right
we
now.
22 hours.
90 days,
I'm like,
woman.
I'm counting
days.
Down, lady. But yeah, no. So we watched the first 5 episodes in the morning, you know, did some shit. And then early afternoon or late afternoon to, our evening, it was hard not to. It's so good.
It's
so good. It's well made. It's well written. It's cinematic. It's, you know what it is? It's, and this is just, I think it's generational reference, but it's Entourage, but done really well, well and better and good. Like, it's what Entourage wanted to be.
Fuck Entourage,
like, Entourage.
Fuck you, Jeremy Piven.
Entourage now is like a guilty pleasure. Like, it's just kind of like, it's fun. But after seeing the studio, I'm like, oh, but this is like what it's supposed to be.
The first one through the door always gets shot. So, Entourage is the first expose.
Yeah, I would say trying to give you the idea of this is
behind the scenes.
And it's unfiltered and they're all assholes and blah, blah, blah.
Well, that was from more of the actor's side.
Yeah.
This is from the studios.
And it's a funny concept.
Funny
and they even make it.
Yeah. Let me think about
it. They even make
that.
It funny. Like, you know, he inherits the role of being a studio head pretty ridiculously. And I think you
just
mentioned
by
it. Like,
promotion.
Yeah. Like it's exactly what you would expect in the studio. And
they go until they die.
And Cranston is the head of the studio and he has no idea what makes a good movie. He's just an
idiot. No, of
course
not. He just has money.
Oh my God. The whole Kool-Aid storyline is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Like,
it's the through line.
And for a season one, I love that they take you to CinemaCon. They take you to Comic-Con. They take you to fucking Golden Globes. And it's, oh my God, the Golden Globes thanking Sal is a running joke.
Are you going to thank You gonna thank me, Zoe? Zoe, you gonna thank me? Am I in your speech, Zoe?
Dude,
okay, dude. Seriously,
Seth Rogen.
You can just. Zoe said you could put it in the teleprompter.
He does the
just
most.
Just change the teleprompter
cringe.
And make sure she thanks me.
It was one of the shows Claudia would get up and pace because she's like, "Why is he doing this? Why is he doing this?" And I'm like, "I know, I know." That's like again, this is what I always rant. That's Sony in a nutshell. Like, why are they here?
Then,
why are they involved? Like the Wonder again, one of the most brilliant. It's something that they should
with
just
Sarah
teach.
Pauly. Sarah Pauly is Sarah Pauly.
And she directed it, didn't she? She
yeah,
directed
she
that episode, right?
Yeah.
Like, they should teach that in film school just for execution of a good script with a Wonder.
That's interesting.
It is so wild that the whole episode is one take.
That's insane.
Dude, and it's
about
nuts. There's a
about
lot of
one
shit.
Take.
Well, they
you know,
follow everyone.
Well, with things like Adolescence, and they show it's possible, right?
I mean, again, it's the same thing as, this is insane, but, like, watching cheerleaders at a Bomber game, they do shit that I'm like, but I guess with practice and just rehearsal, that's how they get to that point. It's the same thing with film. It's just it's a discipline that's not very common,
right?
Because it's so demanding.
It's a flex.
It's demanding too.
That's
right?
Why,
like it's
studio,
a lot.
The studio's always
not everybody
look
can
at
do
them
it.
As...
Imagine getting a minute 21 out of 28 and you fuck up.
Yeah.
Well, right?
That's what Adolescence did, right? Like,
If
they had flubs, they kept going if it passed a certain point.
Yeah.
If it was too big of a flub, they had to reset completely.
Also, it's got to be, I want to hear the commentary too, because there's a fucking ongoing joke, Jimmy, where Seth Rogen eats shit falling over shit. Like, at least four different episodes, he falls over a table, he falls over, and he hurts himself.
I didn't
himself.
Even pay attention to this.
Oh, my God. There's one, Jimmy, where he's, and it's because he's on the phone, where he's like, fuck! And he goes into, like, damage control, and he's just an idiot, and he falls over a chair. And, like, one of them, he's at a convention with doctors, falls over a table, and all these doctors are like, oh, my God, that was a big fall. He's like, get the fuck away from me! And then he starts running, and he looks, and his fingers are sideways.
Oh, my God!
And he's like, oh, no! And then he hides it because he's like, I can't let these fuckers see. So he's trying to play it cool, but they're all able to help him. Like, very well capable. And he's hiding it, and then he passes out and face plants on a table, and it breaks.
Naturally.
Yeah. And then he wakes up sitting in a fucking stretcher. And, dude, it's just, it's so good, and it's a role that I'm like, Seth Rogen was really born to play this. Like, everyone, Ike is, everybody's amazing.
Do you guys think Seth is reaching that territory where he might be remembered as like a legend or an icon kind of person?
I think he
should.
Like,
do you think the studio is going to be a jump for that?
I think
Mike's looking at me like no possible way.
I mean, he's a kind of like a Kevin Smith.
He has to do more than this.
Like, it's
this
not,
is just him polished. This is a really good
right.
Seth
but
Rogen.
But doesn't that set up his future?
Yeah,
it
and
does.
He's older. Like, he's doing roles where.
Hang on. So, like, he has to do something that's just artistic.
Right.
So that it's not compared to the guy who wrote
Superbad.
He's got Superbad just has
Express,
to be
yeah.
But he's
such
still...
a I'm not saying he can't.
No.
I'm just
for
saying
sure.
In the perception of people outside of this room, like the normal person, they always go, that's the guy who
that's Pineapple Express.
That's Pineapple Express. Where if when they find out that that's the guy, that's why it's going to be so like
okay,
he sausage
I get what you're
party,
saying.
Right? Like he still works
in Seth Rogen. Like there are moments where he's like,
I think that's what Mike's saying.
You know,
I'm not saying anything
but
bad.
No, I get totally what you're saying. Is like this is definitely. I think this is his flex of saying, I've been in the industry long enough. I've learned a lot.
He can make a really good TV
and I
want to
show you what I
can
do. Yeah. I'm more than just stoner.
Well, he got to learn from Judd at like 17.
For sure. And also, like, he's done it. Like, as far as stoner comedies go, he's mastered it.
I think
that's what I'm saying. Like,
totally. I agree with you 100%.
You don't think this is going to separate him from that. The same, and maybe this isn't the best example, but what Jordan Peele's done for himself.
Totally.
Where people still remember him for the Key and Peele sketches.
When someone
mostly,
told me that Jordan Peele was doing Get Out, I was like, the guy from Key and Peele?
Exactly.
Because
see how
nothing,
that launched
yeah.
him.
It's, exactly. That's what launches him. So now what Rogan has to do is do something so
do
un-Rogan. Do it again. But don't be anything that he's known for.
Right.
Be Adam Sandler. Because
the studio still has.
But
him
I mean, look
him.
At like, and it's
be right. Adam Sandler and Punch Drunk Love.
And right. It's incredible.
But do that as a director. Do that as a writer.
Well, that's what I mean. Like him and Evan Goldberg wrote everything.
Yes.
And they directed most of the episodes. And what's amazing is that he recruited the talent he recruits. And then I was telling Claudia, I'm like, right, him and Anthony Mackie. I'm like, right, they did fucking Night Before together.
Yeah,
this
they
is
did.
Hilarious.
He made friends.
Zac Efron. Oh my God, they did Neighbors. Yeah, like multiple movies, right?
He made friends.
And then like
Scorsese.
Right. Oh, dude, and the Scorsese episode's amazing. Like Scorsese's so funny.
There's
he makes fun of himself in the coolest way. It's so funny.
There's two stellar moments that stick out. One,
you're making Scorsese cry. Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. Is he fucking crying?
The first one is where it's the doctor episode where he ends up realizing that he's a cinephile.
Well, and
the woman he's dating is a doctor.
She isn't.
And they have nothing in common. But then by the end of the episode, he ends up going home with an agent. And the episode starts with him in bed trying to explain a series of movies to this doctor who's never seen them because she studied. But by the end of the episode, he's in bed with an agent, and the two start to converse over cinema, shitty cinema.
Right.
And then he has a moment where he just realizes, these are my people.
Yeah.
And it was a love letter to anybody who's ever talked about movies.
Well, they're also rude
never,
to him.
They're very
really
rude.
Rude
they're really
him.
Rude to him.
Yeah, they basically are like, oh, your job's like just fun. And he's like, no, like, and up until this point,
people
we've seen stupid, stressful moments. Like, it is stressful in ways
and
that you're
stupid,
like,
but
yeah, but it's like you see it from the point of
so
view of him,
much
and
money
it's like,
on
well,
the line.
Yeah. That's what it is. And the amount, like, he does, I think, even though his is on a level of like, wow, that there is a privilege to that job in that industry, of course, but they still make you relate.
They also show the privilege.
He's in moments with Bryan Cranston where I'm like, I have to do that with my boss,
and it's
like I have to basically be like, oh, this is a horrible idea, but I don't want to lose my job, so I guess
somebody's
this
boss.
Is great. And then I go back to my team, and I'm like, so we're pivoting everything.
Right.
We have to do this now, right? And you just have to do
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, the and it's second, cool to see. It's like there's so many levels of that everywhere.
And I know this is the one I told you about, and I was like, wait till this one happens, and then we'll talk about it. The second one is the casting of the Kool-Aid movie.
Holy shit.
You
it's really funny.
You're rolling.
It's
you're
really
rolling
funny.
Because it just... It's,
I'm telling you, we crushed... It was, what, 10 hours? It's 30 to 45-minute episodes.
Yep.
We crush in a day, and I'm telling you, I would have watched another season if it was ready to go.
Because there's
like, it's
so there's
so
a casting
good.
Director who makes those choices.
Well,
but the director obviously has their input in who they're looking for. Writers write for who they're looking for, kind of, right?
Yeah.
They also, like, it's
how
one
does
of the,
that go?
It's forcing
and then you have the studio pushing who they want.
The joke is that they all come up with the perfect cast.
Okay.
And it's this mixed race
but
cast.
It's not perfect
but
dude.
It's not perfect
it's not. You realize you're like that's not really it's like it's
it's
because so, they're trying to appeal to everybody
let me set well, the bit and hang out here
yeah,
so
they
look
it's
and
so
they
funny.
See it and Catherine Hahn's character and Ike Barinholtz's
she's
character
she's nuts by the way
she's,
in,
she's amazing in marketing
she's nuts
she's like do you see it and Barinholtz is like no she's like look and he's like oh my God I see it let's not tell him and then they bring over Rogan and they're like do you see it he's like no there's nothing wrong there and he's like oh my God we cast a black guy as Kool-Aid. Are we racist?
But then you're, yeah. Because
they
like,
cast Ice Cube as Kool-Aid.
Right. And they're so scared of being accidentally racist.
That
Rogan goes to
movie.
Ice Cube. And he's like, I just want to ask you a question. Did you ever, like, are you cool being Kool-Aid? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, is it cool for us to make you Kool-Aid? And he's like, what are you asking me? And he's like, is it fucking racist for making you Kool-Aid? And he just comes out and says it. And Ice Cube's like, no. And then Ice Cube starts thinking about it. And he's like, it's kind of racist you're asking me. And then he's like, no. We just don't want to be like,
makes
you know, and he goes into Seth Rogen.
By doing it. Yeah.
And he goes into full, like, it's so good, man.
He actually says in the end, he's like, Kool-Aid is black, bitch. And you're like, Kool-Aid is black.
And he's like, a fucking yeah. And he like, you know, fist bumps him. And then he's like, great, we're not racist. And then he just goes back.
Yes, he is.
Right? And
but in between all this is it goes from them seeing it to being like, okay, well, let's change it. And then they go ask just one random black person on the street, and they're like, so do you think this is racist? They're like, no, but I don't want to. I think it's someone in hair.
No,
like,
it's
I don't
it's,
think it's racist.
It's one of the assistants.
That's right.
Like,
yes.
Yeah. And then he's like, I don't think it's racist, but I don't represent all black people. I don't want that pressure. And then they're like, shit, okay, let's go ask another black person.
Ask two black people.
Yeah. So they're just thinking
they're
if we ask more.
The
yeah.
Crew.
Yes.
And like, what's
My
brilliant
God.
About it is after the oneer, like, the whole show is filmed beautifully. It's very cinematic
oh God,
in every
it's
way.
So good.
But after the oneer, they do more. Like, they'll do a whole oneer where it's them coming in from the parking lot, going up the stairs, going into the office, rotating around everyone before they cut to something else. And
okay.
You start realizing, like, wow, they're really... And, like, the cinematography starts... There's one episode where the theme is Chinatown. I don't know. It's a detective story with
beautiful. It's playing on Jack Nicholson's Chinatown.
And it's beautiful cinematography. Yeah, and they even have a running joke where it's there's a part where Seth Rogen's narrating. And it's just showing city shots.
He's like, see here,
but then it cuts to him and he's on his phone. And then Ike's like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, it's this thing my therapist told me to do. He said it'd be good for my anxiety attacks if I just speak out loud into my thoughts. But they made it like a detective, like
he's
noir.
Narrating over a detective movie.
And then Ike
making.
Starts doing it later. And then Seth Rogen's like, don't fucking do that. That's my thing. And he's like, oh, okay. He puts his phone away. Like, it's so, like, it's just one of those things where I'm like, it's just made by cinephiles for it. Like, it's so good. It's just so, if you love movies, there's no way you can't love this show or something of it.
Right.
It's just made for movie lovers, and it's also made to still give you, I believe, a more reality check of what it's really like in that industry. It's fucked. It's so chaos.
There's one joke that's so perfect, and it's in the thank you episode when they're at the Globes. And he goes to piss with Ted Sarandos, and he leans over and he's like, Ted, are you ever worried that they're ever not going to thank you? Ted Sarandos, CEO of Netflix, everybody.
Yeah, and it's actually him.
And then it's him, and he looks over at him, he's like, I get them to make that. Like, that's in the contract.
Yeah.
They have to thank me.
Yeah, they lose money
if
they don't.
He's like, God damn it, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah. So the whole episode, he's just begging Zoe Kravitz to please thank
please
him
thank
in his speech.
So pathetic.
Dude, he does so many things that it's like, oh, I have to watch this, but like, how is this a real thing that a human being is thinking is okay?
How many?
It's a 10 out of 10.
How many? It's okay. It's 10 Catherine O'Hara's out of 10.
It's 10 out of 10. I'm guessing early 2000s hip hop girl fashion. Her fashion's nuts.
Catherine Hahn?
The whole show, me and Claudia are like, what era is this from?
She's like,
she'll show up
fly
one day
girl.
In like a fly girl outfit, and then another in like fucking diamond overall. Like,
trying to find her style.
It's so funny.
She wears what the
and
kids
she's
wear.
Nuts.
She wears what the kids wear.
She's absolutely
she's nuts, but she's a genius. Woman. She'll say things, and then they're like, "What?" And then
she
they're
knows
like,
marketing.
"We're trending number one right now," and it's like, "Fuck, keep going."
I'm excited to see what Rogan's gonna do.
What
next.
Would you watch, Jimmy?
Yeah.
I got to see Until Dawn when Mike told me that there was an illegal rip online. I found it very quickly.
Yeah,
it wasn't too hard.
You know, as someone who was a big fan of the game and played it many times and showed it to Zoe and she loved it and then played it many times again, if this movie had a different name, it would be just fine. But I cannot say that I enjoyed this. Simply because of that reason, because this isn't the game. My theory is that they pitched around a movie. They had a cool idea about kids that go into this hotel that keep getting fucking murdered and then Groundhog Daying back into the day again.
It's not a horrible idea.
It's not a horrible idea.
That sounds
fun. Fun premise.
For sure.
It's been done in all kinds of different ways, but
Zero,
it hasn't been done this.
It?
Hotel Kill.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
So
Nowhere House.
It's not a new idea. It's not a fresh idea, but it's a cool idea that I would have enjoyed seeing. I think that they fished it around to everybody. They pitched it to everybody, and someone said, you know, I think you need to attach a popular IP to this. They took the Until Dawn name because it just got remastered. It was getting a lot of fucking steam again, and I think they slapped it on this thing. They added the I'm such an idiot. What's
it's
his
so
fucking
offensive.
Name? The therapist character.
Oh yeah, fucking the Russian in Armageddon.
Peter Stormare.
Thank you. Thank
that's
you.
His
they
name.
Threw him
thank
back
you,
in
you
there.
You with the reference.
I just love it.
The Russian in Armageddon. Yeah.
They made
American
his they
cowboy.
Wrote in like a Harbinger of Death kind of character for him, like, you know, Cabin in the Woods where they go to that gas station.
Yes.
They
yeah,
gave
yeah.
him that kind of role and it just feels very
that was
put
their way
in.
Of also being like, Until Dawn.
Look, okay. See?
They probably filmed that at like an after shoots too, or so, right? Like,
can
reshoots.
I, what?
You so, saw this first.
Yeah, I've never played the game.
Hate you.
So I have no. I'm,
so,
but,
but what did you think?
As someone who didn't have anything to it, I liked it.
Okay.
You're right about being a CW movie. I totally agree with you on that.
Right.
But
it's just got that shine.
That's
to
your point that whatever Sony touches just kind of shrivels up into
a
turd.
Turns to poop.
Like, there's a reason it's called HBO's The Last of Us and not Sony's.
Exactly.
Right? Like,
yeah, you're
Sony
right. I never even thought of that.
Sony needs to just be like, give us this
they
much money.
They don't know what people like.
Yeah, give us this money. As long as we make this amount of money, you get creative control. Because unfortunately, when it comes to that shit, they just don't know what they're doing.
No,
they have no idea. And they have the rights to a lot of stuff that they could be really making cool shit. But when those studio, like Seth Rogen needs to fuck off in that one. That studio exec needs to get the fuck out of there.
I really enjoyed watching the movie. Like, it was fun. It was stupid. The acting's bad. It'll be one of those movies people watch in the future where they're like, isn't this stupid?
Like almost a cult following. Yeah.
So none of it's really based on a game?
There's little hints. Like the killer that's in there with the clown mask.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
game. Taken from the game, his whole costume.
Those hillbilly killers.
The story's a little bit like they're in the mountains looking for her sister or something. But was it set in Canada?
No, I don't.
Taking this out of fucking Calgary is just some bullshit.
I mean,
the game is set in Alberta.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
The game story is just so. It's really all good. Right there for
it's
them.
It's really good. Man.
It's all right there. They had all the rights to it. They could have easily done this, and they didn't do it.
See, I also said I was like, if somebody's a fan of this game, I don't think they'll be a fan of this movie. Because I was looking
at
it.
That's what the majority of the reviews I read was like, if you're a fan of the game, you won't like the movie. I was like, shit.
So I can see the cinematic moments in The Last of Us happening in real time because I play enough games, I know it. I'm not I watch a lot of them, but so as somebody who's never played the game, those are just cool sequences. But to someone who's played the game, I can see it and I go, okay, people happy.
Right.
But this one didn't have any of that feel.
He's not a psychiatrist in the movie?
No. No, he's a harbinger of death.
Because in the game...
Well, he is, but he feigns being a therapist.
Yeah.
But in the game, it's like awesome how his character interacts with you. Like, you don't really know...
Sets up the whole story.
Yeah, and you don't really know fully what his role in it is until like the very end, and then you're like, oh,
you should play it, Mike. It's really fun.
It's really good.
Butterfly effect.
premise. The premise of Wake Up, like the Groundhog Day of it was awesome.
See, so what they did is in the game, the Groundhog Day-esque moment is you basically, things happen where you need to give a response or do an action, and you have a timeline.
And that changes out your...
Right.
Okay.
You can say something positive, something negative, you could not answer at all, and it all sets up how your relationship is with that character.
Okay.
And people, like, you could kill off...
Choose your own adventure.
Yes.
Literally. And you can play a way where it lasts... It's a very short game and everyone dies right away.
Yeah.
Or you can play it right to the end. You can try and get everyone to live.
Okay.
When I found out there was an ending where everyone lives, I'm like,
how?
Yeah. What's wrong with
I will play this
feeling.
For the millionth time.
I was so mad.
Yeah. I was like, how?
What kind of person am I that
I
can't
because I played
like
the
that.
Shit out of it, and I'm like, never happened.
Me either.
Never happened.
Like, Sean, see, here's the
Zoe
thing.
Almost got
I also love
first playthrough.
People that make games that are worth playing again, especially when it's a solo.
That's the whole point,
I really love it. I got a lot of game value out of it.
So much for a game. You replay value.
Right. So I got really good
idea of it. But you know what the difference between this and Last of Us is, Mike?
What?
The PlayStation Studios logo at the start of the movie.
Yeah, so again.
Yeah, I saw that.
If you look at it.
Like, it was like, is this a game? Are we starting up a game?
Is this Uncharted? Fuck
off. Well, even Uncharted was like much better in terms of an adaptation.
At least it followed the game.
Yes. But even that, they missed the ball, and it's like, how do you miss the ball on your own shit?
Just make the fucking game.
Yeah, like, it's your shit. Like, why don't you even get the director? Because these games have directors and writers.
Exactly.
Just do the movie. They basically make them like movies anyways.
I was looking forward to your reiteration of this, because I was like, I didn't think it was good, but...
Are there cool kills?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that stuff's great.
Because part of the game
and
is
like,
some cool kills.
Guys, you got to remember... It's hard to get Sean out of sit like big fan of TV.
It's a
big
very
fan
cool concept,
but the premise
though,
pulled
right?
her in.
But the premise pulled her in,
and that's why I want to watch. I like the idea.
So I watched a movie with Shauna and had a good time because we talked about it after.
Yeah,
and I was all right, mission accomplished.
So we liked it.
Yeah,
it just wasn't the game.
Yeah,
it wasn't what.
It's exactly what you said. If it had a completely different title. Yeah.
Well, it's not like
just give us what we want.
Well, again, it. How many more examples do you need? Like Marvel's been doing it so long that we make fun of it. But there's a reason why, like, Deadpool and Wolverine still makes a bill.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you want Deadpool, Wolverine, we'll give you Deadpool, Wolverine.
Here you fucking
Wolverine.
Go.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? So same thing. When you do something like Until Dawn, especially when these games are now being written like movies, they're interactive
movies. It
got
movies. A remake.
Just
they remastered it,
just,
and they
right.
added more content
right.
to it.
Just adapt it.
People love this fucking game, and it came out 10 years ago.
That's why, too, we have to do a separate episode just ranting about Last of Us, because I have beef with the second season.
Look
for this reason.
Look
finale
forward, listener, to a whole-on just fucking rant.
I feel whelmed.
They had more misses than lands.
It's going to be a half-hour rant. You rant for 15, I rant for 15,
and then we leave
listener just exhausted. What was the really cool...
Can I give it...
Yeah,
sorry.
Whatever
can
you
I
want.
Give it a rating? I'm going to give it a rating if it wasn't... with Until Dawn as the title. I think then it's a solid 6.5.
Didn't
like, with Until Dawn as the name
for Hotel Killer.
A 3.
Hotel Killer.
Yeah. If they could change the fucking name, this movie's 6.5, maybe 6.
Time Bandits.
All right, maybe not that. Yeah.
You know what? I was going to review a bullshit documentary I watched, but you know what I actually can review?
What?
You know what? Final Destination Bloodlines.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Was there a rip of that, too?
Well, let me tell you a cool story. Okay, so this is...
There's a lot of coughing in it.
Was.
Yeah. It's worth it.
Yeah, and some got popcorn coming by. Yeah. Whatever. No, okay, so at work right now, lots of stuff filming in Winnipeg, lots of crazy shit going on. The guys who are working on Big Woods, which is the...
Porno.
Yeah.
The porno.
That's a great title.
Oh, my God.
No, it's the Little House
on
the Prairie.
Porno Lumberjacks.
Oh, is that the
Little House
name?
On the Prairie remake is
Big Woods.
Little Cocks on the Prairie.
God. From the guys that brought you Yellowstone. I've... Big Woods.
The guy, for a second, the guys working on the special effects for this show did the special effects for Final Destination Bloodlines.
Sweet.
Oh, cool.
So on a certain person's phone named Tony, who's been really awesome, he
classic
said,
Tony.
Do you want to see the explosion in the end of the movie on my phone? And I said, fuck yes, I do.
Oh, like him on set?
The explosion.
Video?
So in the end of the movie is a giant one-off explosion.
Cool.
And he's like, I can show you every camera.
There's
on my
no two-off
explosions.
It.
No, he's like, yeah. He's like, we only did this once.
Oh yeah, yeah. We don't really get that. Just
so the
yet.
Day
they
I was
doing it the first time,
the day I was watching it, right before I came home, like 3 hours later, he was showing me
That's
on his
so
phone on the
awesome.
Monitor.
That's awesome.
All the setups and the whole special
it's
effects
because awesome,
right? It was filmed in Northern BC.
Hell yeah.
It's fucking unbelievable.
It's so cool.
So then I go and
That's
watch.
That's where
it.
They filmed most of them, I believe.
There, he said, only but two.
Yeah.
Two were not.
Was Devin Sawa there?
Unfortunately not.
But Tony, he's been hyping the movie, though.
Tony Todd.
Good.
Tony Todd was there. Tony Todd had a... I'll tell you about it in a second.
Awesome.
I'm glad he got to make that. Like,
the quick and the
role.
Deadly on this is...
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It ties in the lore perfectly.
I've heard that.
It does a good job of explaining why this has been happening to so many people, which it's not a spoiler alert. It's just how it works.
Bloodlines.
That's death.
It is.
Yeah, it's bloodlines.
It's exactly bloodlines.
Yeah, totally.
So there is one.
It's been trying to catch
you're
up.
Inheriting it, you little bastard.
Yeah. It's cool because it was one event a while ago that was supposed to take out a bunch of people.
Is it the tower thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just saw,
and because all those people survived the tower,
right.
had kids
upon kids.
Those damn hippies.
You it have multiple
takes,
bloodlines,
yeah.
right.
that go over the history of the Devin Sawas.
So Saw was one of those
and
kids.
The Allie Larders. They're all one
God
of the.
Damn.
They're all one of the generations.
It's them blood.
I'll still never
so
get over them.
So you can't skip it.
No.
You know what I thought was the funniest thing? We rewatched The Final Destination at the Cabin.
It's 4.
Another bad one. So bad.
Is that the one with the pool?
That's the one with the horrible 3D. They had no budget.
The race car.
The NASCAR.
Oh,
yeah. It starts with the NASCAR. Okay. So,
deep
cut. You know what's
characters
funny?
I've ever seen
I'm
in
like,
my life.
You know what really is the funniest thing about all these movies is
Shoot.
Death could really just be like, well... It's not like you can survive me forever, so I'll just wait a couple of years. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, some like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Why does
it's
it have
insane
to be?
No, it has
goes.
To be a Rube Gold. It so, has to be a Rube Goldberg machine.
It's got
to
be like a Norm Macdonald version of death. Like he's just like laughing every
oh,
time.
They
because I'm like, really, this is the stupidest thing. Like when they're 100, ha,
they
got you now.
I
like,
win death.
I get you anyway, you bastards. Just
they,
die.
They have a lot of really interesting kills. The cast is great. Tony Todd does a moment. We all know that Tony Todd was on the outs. May he rest in power. But what's cool was what happens in the movie, I found out, was not part of the script. There is a moment where he walks up from his line after he's done, turns around and talks directly to you. And it's a love letter to the fans and everybody who's watched him over the years. And then it cuts right to the next scene. But it's like that moment in Black Panther 2 at the funeral where
we
know this is a funeral.
That gives me chills.
This was a moment recognizing
and
a
it's really
icon.
Awesome
he's
what he says.
Yeah.
It's really awesome.
You guys love it.
That's
like,
why they kept it, right?
The end sequence is fantastic on screen. It's insane. He's like, we had 17 cameras on the shot. He was
That's
telling
cool.
me.
Like, I'm excited to see. I love that it got so much good hype because it's too.
It's getting the best reviews of any Final Destination.
It's
right
really
it's
not
awesome.
That's a high bar.
You
but,
know, I,
hey man,
I have a
Final Destination 1's masterpiece.
I know.
That's a 5.
2's great.
Everything. It's all about the logs or nothing else for me, which is 2.
What about the Croasters? The roller coasters.
I like
the third one.
That's Mary Elizabeth
Winstead.
Yeah, I know.
That's
where
it
started.
Thing.
Yeah.
She's the only good thing about that movie.
Yeah. Is that where they go back to Allie Larder? No, Allie Larder's in the
second
one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She gets killed in that
one. She gets
they kill off Devin Sawa off screen.
Yeah.
in a newspaper article.
They
it's
do.
Right. Bullshit. It's,
yeah,
so
yeah,
bullshit.
That's right.
I'll never forget
they
them.
Do.
But do you think...
He's like, I'm Wild America. That's
guys, right. Ponder this for a second, if you will. Do you think that he faked his own death so he could go into hiding and he'll come back in the next one?
Well,
because we didn't see him die. So it is a plausible
I
argument
know.
To say that he died off
Listen,
camera.
I know that's typically the horror rule, but I don't think that's
You don't
the
like
case.
When they abuse
I,
the
As long
the
as it's fun and I go, okay.
Guys,
I don't hate
yeah.
it because I love that that's been a trope since like the 80s. That yeah. they'll just be like,
if you don't see him die,
yeah.
he could come back.
Yeah, right.
Three,
right.
I give this three mailboxes to the face out of five. it was one of my favorite kills. It's where like it's where someone's just explaining how it all works, and then they just bite it. Right.
That's
like,
how it always happens.
Like it's the best
it's
kind
the
of kill.
Bust from the first
yes,
one.
Yes, 100%.
Fun fact: before yeah. we move on. You might remember in the first one, after she gets hit by the bus, the next scene is Devon Sawa and Ali Larter having Alka-Seltzer tablets.
Yes.
They put that in because the test audiences were so unnerved by the shock of seeing her get hit by that bus that they put that scene in thinking it would calm people down.
Fuck, what about...
Watching them have an Alka-Seltzer drink.
That is the funniest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like
that's
by
crazy.
Osmosis, that's supposed
yeah.
to
yeah.
do something?
Thought,
so people
okay,
would be like, oh,
funny.
Damn, I gotta get an Alka-Seltzer.
It calms people down.
Jesus.
That's funny.
And they paid for that, for
yeah.
sure.
They
right?
added that scene in there.
Oh,
for,
my God.
That's the only
Also,
reason.
Where was that scene in Meet Joe Black? That's the worst killer. I was like fucking 13?
Two
I
hits
was
the
like,
car.
Oh,
then
he
hits another car,
cars,
and then he hits the ground.
Yeah.
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 Classic.
It's something like,
Zoe
yeah.
didn't believe me. She
oh,
didn't
dude.
Believe me. That's how the movie ends.
And it's yeah. real.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's a real scene
Brad
in the movie.
Brad Pitt died.
It's a real scene. I just can't believe they were like, that's it. That's
a,
how we do
a
it. And met the editor so and good. Met like the test. Like, that's wild. It's
well,
the wildest
Why was
scene.
He standing there?
And he's just like, see you later.
See ya.
Yeah.
Charles.
This is my ride.
That's how I want to go.
Charles, what time is it?
Oh, I think it might be debate time. Is it debate time? Debate.
At my signal, unleash hell. Push it. Don't push it. I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein, give me a fat beat to beat my buddy's ass to.
I know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, mean doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. Could you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Yes. Yes, it is. Charles, it's debate time. We're all very excited to see this movie, I assume.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
big.
And it's long, and the fact they're getting Danny Boyle back. They
right.
Got, right. All the original
Alex Garland.
Right.
Ralph Fiennes.
That's yep. great. Oh, Rafe? Man, and he got jacked?
Yeah.
I think it's Rafe.
No, it's Voldemort, I think.
Is it Rafe?
Yeah.
Is it not Ralph?
No, Rave. It's Rafe.
Rave.
Rave.
No, it's not Rave.
No, it's not Rave.
Rave okay. Fine.
So if it's
Rave
not Ralph.
What do you want to do this Saturday?
Rave.
Rave's fine.
All right. Maybe Joseph. Yeah, no, we're all very excited to see this. So as here, it's opening weekend, we're probably going to check it out this week.
I mean, the first two were great.
Yeah.
Really like them.
I like it the most because of its realistic aspect of being bitten by something that gives
it's
you
the
a
rage
thing.
Virus.
It's the rage virus. It's the most plausible
it's not just
way.
Zombie. Why would a zombie bite?
It's not coming back from the dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It is.
It's also, like, terrifying. Like, it can just be from blood.
Right?
Isn't that,
that's
like,
it.
In the first
it
one, the blood in, falls in his eye?
That's the second one.
That's
yeah,
a, oh, man.
That's the second
it's fucked
one.
Up.
Is it the second one?
No,
no
I think
it's the first one.
I think
right,
it's the first
right.
one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's
you're right.
Fucked. That's fucked.
And then in the second one, when he leaves his family behind in the opening sequence.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The drone shot.
Robert Carlyle and the drone shot, right?
And that was ahead of its time. You didn't really get drone shots a lot, right? So that was really neat to have one of those in there.
And I mean, it's such a low-budget movie for the first one.
Also, like what? Jeremy Renner?
Yeah, Jeremy Renner,
the
soul.
Rose Byrne, Idris Elba. It's a stacked cast.
They got all these British people to play American soldiers.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's really funny.
And it's in England.
And Jeremy Renner's like, what's up, mate?
Brennan Gleeson's in it, too?
Yeah,
Brennan Gleeson's in the first one.
Were you talking? Oh, the second one. Sorry, yes.
No, first one.
No, he's in the first
one. He's the
one
that gets the blood in the eye.
Yeah, but you were talking about Renner in the second one.
Yes, Renner's in the second one.
Renner's one of the sharpshooters, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
He's the one that gets flamethrowed.
Guys, remember, to me, it's only been 28 minutes.
28 minutes later.
Yeah.
28's before.
I always confused it with 30 Days a Night when I was a kid.
Which is also a great.
Oh, yeah. That's
vampire.
A bunch of
vampire. Yeah, that's one of the vampire movies.
Yeah.
That's
great
due
one.
For a remake.
Hartnett, man.
Oh,
fucking
that
give
was
it
a
her.
Fucking great
It was
movie.
A good one, yeah.
So we have a list of things. We're all going to argue about what should go into this
sure.
survival kit.
Oh,
but
yeah.
it's really just about what you would take.
It is. What would you? And we want to hear from you guys, obviously.
The cure.
If you've got, yeah, right.
Well, I think I don't think we have to argue against each thing. It just comes down to the end when we have our full kit presented.
Yeah.
That's when we go, well, whose kit is the best?
Well, Charles,
open.
You got. You're the slowest of us.
I'm yes.
So.
Hold on. No. Now we're going to go outside and race.
So being the slowest, you'll get eaten first. So we'll let you go first.
Captain Achilles, whose Achilles heel was his Achilles heel.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knew?
What are the odds, right?
Oh, my God.
Shauna dipped Michael in the hot tub by his heel.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Got an arrow right through it as soon as I pulled it out. Brad Pitt, eat your heart out. Okay, so we haven't decided on how we want to do this. I feel that either... I think the scenario is really key to how we...
Let's set the scenario.
Let's set the stage.
Oh, you want to do that first?
I want to see where we
Whoa.
Are. Right?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Oh, shit, it's me. Okay.
That's yeah, you. That's right. you, yeah.
So
yeah.
we're starting with scenario.
Yeah.
So I picked the leaf.
Oh, shit.
I thought...
Oh.
Oh, shit.
I thought that'd
Some
be...
Some jungle zombies up in this bitch.
I thought that'd be fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's and it's also a fake, like, ecosystem, so maybe we could confuse them with the heat.
Well, you could keep it going and grow plants all year round.
Well, yeah. And, like, they have the gardens and shit set up, so we would just have to reinforce more, like, fences and
I
stuff.
I didn't think of that.
That's a livable place, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
it's also neat.
Nobody's hustling there first, you
no,
know
No, I
mean?
Don't think that's people's go-to.
It's
no.
Cabela's.
Yeah.
It's Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
Cabela's.
It's toilet paper
it is.
And shotguns.
It is. It really is.
It, is.
Yeah.
it really is.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of the leaf, yeah.
Nice
yeah.
shout-out to
I think that's a great
local
pick.
Tourist attraction, too.
Hey, man, there's a fake waterfall. Let them lure them there. Let them fall off.
I got
That's if they get in.
I
That's
can
if
tell
they get
you.
In. Right, right, right.
Here's a funny story.
Great pick.
I got invited to go to it halfway through its build.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
And we got to do a tour of it when it was just concrete.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That bitch ain't burning down, boys.
No, I'm telling
that
you.
Thing
I think
has,
it's
that
it's
thing
a
has wrongly reinforced.
It's a fortress. Yeah. And you have an underground garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
and
I like
they
that.
Do banquets and shit, so they do have a kitchen. Like they make
that really
food there
shits
and
on
shit,
my idea.
So.
I was,
yeah, again, at the end of the day, you could really just grow your own.
I
yeah,
wanna,
and also it's nice, even though you might be trapped in there for a while. It's nice to have like it's not
an outdoors.
Yeah,
it's not the worst
yeah.
place to be stuck in. Yeah, you do have an outdoor
museum,
element,
yeah.
natural light. As much as you might get, you know what I mean? Like,
great
it's gonna
pick.
It's gonna simulate some sort of lifestyle Ooh. After you're not allowed outside for weeks on end, right?
Yeah.
Like so,
morale wise.
Yeah, it's a very
know.
Biodome of you.
Well, yeah, 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 yeah.
But
yeah.
I get it because
totally.
it's a local dome.
That's right. That's right. And you could survive in there. Why
I,
not?
I'm
That's
not.
A good
yeah,
pick.
And I mean oxygen, right?
Yeah.
There's so many, yep. so many reasons to say right.
Color me impressed.
Where is your scenario happening? What do you?
My scenario. I don't know how far we can get out of Winnipeg,
yeah.
but I chose out at the beach. I chose the Interlake.
Nice.
So
oh,
whether
nice.
That's Gimli, whether it's Grand, whatever you prefer.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's
whatever
awesome.
Side of the Lake Winnipeg that you're on.
I do
zombies.
Wonder if people are going to be hustling that way out from the highway. But
oh, I see what you mean.
My main point is that fishing is constant.
Yep.
Whether it's during the winter or during now, I'm sure somebody has an auger that I could loot out there
yeah.
in the winter. Once we get to transport, I've got seasons covered. Well, you're going to need an ice auger to
yeah,
get through
yeah,
5
yeah.
feet of ice, Michael.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
if
I mean,
Jackson can do it, why couldn't you?
Think of being out on the ice, you're in a fly, you're in a tent. You could just fish. You could have it open. You could see a zombie coming for miles.
You could.
I mean, jeez.
You get a sniper shot off.
That's what
sure.
I mean. Or you're on a boat. Zombies aren't coming.
It's true.
Shit.
And like you could.
That's an easy way to escape.
You
yeah,
could
yeah,
make
yeah.
yourself a moat and like cut out if you. This is a lot
well,
of
Well, I think.
But,
I
like,
think.
That, you always have
we
an
have
escape.
To be there for a couple years.
My big point is that no matter
yeah,
what,
you
run
down
to the
strategy.
Beach, you
yeah.
get in the boat, and
you need
you go.
An exit strategy.
Yeah.
You definitely do. Yeah.
So that was my thought.
You never
Food,
want to be surrounded.
Exit might be tough to get out there.
Yeah. I was torn
That's not
between.
Bad. I like that.
There
beach
was,
zombie.
I mean, you never see them
yeah.
in bikinis and speedos,
yeah.
right? So like,
yeah.
Well, there might even be more civilization out there, depending on how fast it spreads.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
And I mean,
that's
you
true.
Always see them run for the hills. rules, right? Like, you always leave for the country.
I don't deny that there might be that there might be a horde coming at some point. But again, the exit strategy is sound.
Well, and I think in what
always have your outs. Yeah,
in the trailer,
very top tier operator of you.
In the trailer for 28
looks like they're
years
on an island.
Which is smart.
Yeah, no.
Like,
they, well,
what's
they
the
leave,
best way to survive?
They don't they leave on? He leaves on a boat,
and then he gets to a really thinned out like dock. So even if you're getting chased, there's limited land for them to, like, it's really smart.
But it is 28 days later, so maybe they've developed aquatic skills.
Well, so my thing is zombies don't breathe, but if these are... These are rage virus zombies,
right?
So they might
breathe. There's a little... There's,
or like, they're at least at the bottom just raging.
Well, it seems like it doesn't take a headshot to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they, is what I mean. So,
well, in Last of Us, there, I mean, in the game, they allude to zombies are not impacted by water. Like, she's in water getting pulled down, and it's not drowning. It's trying to drown
See,
her.
That's what I mean. It all depends on the kind of zombie.
Yeah. And if she lets go of it, it's essentially alive, but it just will be at the bottom.
The averaged out zombie isn't a water-based zombie.
But this is cool.
Time.
Again, that's what's neat about them doing these in installments of time. Is that
have
something
they develop
we can see?
Skill?
Yeah, like, is there a scene where they're swimming and the camera just pans down and there's like zombies still fucking raging down there trying to get out, but they're all like, you know,
every other,
stuck down
like
there.
The Walking Dead was maybe 6 years of total time for me in story.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there isn't a lot of time.
So,
there.
What does a 20-year infection look like?
What is one generation
years?
Of zombies?
I would think they'd start to break down from either not eating or, you know what I mean?
Fusing.
Well, see, that's why
I guess, you're right, because they would they not just
be
starve. Skeletons?
Yeah, they'd starve.
But are
that.
They still alive? Is there, I don't know.
Well, you saw the trailer.
Yeah,
the
had like
there was that Cillian Murphy looking ass on.
Yeah, and he seemed pretty alive.
I really hope that
that's
true thing. Yeah. I was torn between two places. I thought it would be fun to do this at the Red River X, very zombie land. Right?
That's great.
You made yours terrifying.
That's great. Right? Like, I love zombie circus, zombie beach.
Right?
That's great.
It was either that or it was the Outlet Mall, which is boring. It's just because it's near so many food establishments.
Dawn of the Dead, man.
But Dawn of the Dead also, too, very mall-like, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot to clear.
It is if you, but I mean, okay, if you get there first, there's not a lot of entrances. There's not a lot of exits.
To the mall?
Right? So there's
it's full of them. It's just full of them, I'm pretty sure. Fire code. Fire code, Mike.
There has to be legally.
What you can think of is once you get that shit locked down, it could be a cool fortress.
So
but that's a lot of work.
So why we're gonna,
a lot of work.
So why we're going to do this at Red River X is.
Yeah. And Red River X has no barriers really for it.
But, I mean, I could park myself in a sniper rifle, hang out in the Ferris wheel.
I'm a live
up
here.
Get on the swings and just take rounds as I'm going around, right?
All right.
Like,
but what if that thing starts going, okay, here we go.
Hydraulics, right?
Right. Remember in Zombieland 2, that was so terrifying when they're just stuck on it and it's slowly going down.
Honestly and truthfully, tactically speaking, the Outlet Mall works better just because you have everything that you need. It's at your disposal.
Yeah.
Like, there's places to sleep, there's clothes, there's food, there's
shelter.
You
talking Portage Place?
No, Outlet Mall. Not
Portage Place now.
Yeah, right now.
Equally dangerous.
We got Tim Hortons and Sports Check. Let's go.
We're going to be great.
I'm going.
That's all we need.
I'm going Dawn of the Dead, and yes, I know there's multiple egresses.
That's tough. What's
all
next,
good
brother,
picks.
Man?
Well,
all good picks.
We got a scenario.
Yeah.
Right? Either way, we need some sort of transport to get moving.
Okay.
Right? How are we going to... What would you want to have at your disposal as a vehicle, Jimmy?
Listen, we're in a place...
Yeah.
For our San Jose listeners... We're in a place where it is cold 8 months out of the year, where we can get quite possibly the worst snowstorms anybody's ever seen.
Very true.
My vehicle is a Bombardier.
Snowcat.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
My
That's awesome.
God. And you can drive that motherfucker out onto the ice.
You can
fish right through the bottom of it.
You can.
You don't have to worry about
Son of a
jack.
Gun.
What happens during the spring and summer months, though?
I mean, it's still on a track.
Okay. Just
so
slow
it
as
can
fuck.
Go. It'd be slow
be
as
careful.
Fuck.
Just gotta be careful.
I thought about a Bombardier, but it's.
I mean,
not
you have
very,
what? Two gears?
It's not because
fast
it's not movie
fast.
Related.
Faster, yeah, slow,
thought,
turtle and rabbit.
What
yeah,
if
yeah,
I
yeah.
turn? Since it's not particularly movie related, not that I could think of any. Maybe there is, but I chose the armored truck from Dawn of the Dead. The Zack Snyder
the zombie truck.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
as
yeah.
a Bombardier.
As a bomb. Okay,
that's a good
so,
one.
So you know they have the chainsaws, so you can fucking
yep, yep,
get
yeah,
those
yeah, yeah.
You're just putting
on.
Tracks
that's
on
a
here.
Good
yeah,
one.
I'm just putting tracks on it.
Okay.
That's all we're doing.
Yeah, that was a good. Heck, that was a good one. Yeah, that's right.
That was a really.
I forgot about that.
I fucking love that version.
Yeah, the movie was.
I mean, they get out there and they crash within about 30 seconds.
Yeah, they do. And I love that they let you see a bit of that. Like, right, they come running out of the island or whatever they think
they're. gave the weirdest people the chainsaws.
Yes, yeah.
And they just end up fucking
division
each other
of labor
up
was not practiced.
No.
It
no.
never is in these.
I don't think they needed the chainsaws, yeah. to be honest with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Charles, would you? Actually, I'll go next.
Oh, okay.
I like Jerry from World War Z. I'm a big fan of Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Right?
You do love Pitt. Yeah.
I do
his
love
his kids
Pitt.
Don't.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll make
his kids definitely
his
do
kids
not.
Don't.
Yeah. Angelina Jolie.
I'll be his kid.
Never again.
I'll be a Pitt.
There is, and this is out of just necessity. Like, you know how when like your parents sent you to school with a parka and it was like function over style?
Right.
Yeah.
That's this Canada, baby.
Like, smart parents.
Right. Like I was thinking.
You got to think about the elements, Mike.
You do. So I have one of those big 12-wheeler convoy trucks that they transport the guys to and from the base on.
What, are you going
to
be an ice road trucker?
Possibly, if I have to. If I'm coming to hang out with you, I think I have to be.
That's always going
to
make money.
Some fucking tundra.
That's always going to make money in the new world.
Right? If I want to come hang
the
out
latest
with,
episode of...
with you over here at the Leaf, like, I have to traverse some serious land. It's diesel.
That's true.
It's going to start in the cold weather.
True.
If I meet people along the way, obviously I'm going to, because everybody's fucking panicking.
You're a trucker
right?
now.
I'm a trucker now.
I'm a diesel man.
I'm the guy that, you know, when you have the one friend, you're like, can you help me move? Now I'm the guy who's like, can you help me live?
I'll
can
move
you
your whole move? Life.
Yeah. Just shut up and get in the back and don't
in
ask
the back,
much.
You got a bunch of people back.
So yeah, like four in the front,
join
and then
the
like at least like it's a 20 troop carrier.
You can sleep in that too.
Is.
You don't really need a place to stay.
That's
it's
right.
designed for so many things.
That's right.
It can go through bog. It can go through tundra. It can go through water up to a certain height before it's going to bog out. Like
so you're towing a trailer?
No. It's just one of those canvas
a camper home.
Yeah,
camper
I want one
home.
Of those canvas back. Thing. I mean, I also thought of the train from
Train to Busan.
No, sure,
that would be awesome.
I went Resident Evil train.
Oh,
the,
yeah,
the
yeah,
first
yeah.
train,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
That takes them in.
Oh, the umbrella
city.
Train.
The
yeah,
umbrella
yeah, yeah.
train.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah,
about
yeah.
that. For,
okay.
Because I was like, hey, you know what?
Train to Busan.
Pre debate, I would have been like, yeah, just dig a bunch of fucking tunnels, and I would traverse underground Winnipeg in
so,
this train.
So, what's right. your vehicle from exactly?
My vehicle is literally the vehicle that Jerry gets in when he's
oh,
being transported
you're right, yeah.
from NATO base to NATO base.
Ugh. Yeah.
Like when they fly him around the world, when they
I
take
mean,
him
it
to
does
Israel.
Work.
I was not a fan of
yeah.
that movie.
You know, it's kind of hard.
If you infect yourself a little
AIDS.
Bit,
yeah.
yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Because they know bad meat.
Well,
but that just.
It was so stupid.
It was a really weak. You know what I loved the most about that movie? I learned the whole 10th man principle when they get
if
to.
If you're hot enough, anything can get
sure,
made.
Sure, yeah, no. No. But
just put Pitt in it.
The cool thing was the 10th man principle. This is such nerdy shit, but it is in Jerusalem and Israel. If they vote on something parliamentary, 9 people agree. One person's job is to disagree on purpose. To be the sober second thought, to make them think.
Oh, so
through.
That we didn't all just be like.
Whatever decision they make, they
right.
don't all just jump in.
We
like
had
lemmings.
One guy that gave us perspective, but not enough.
Right. So that's why they. But that was our argument for building walls before everybody else built
right,
walls.
Right.
Which I thought yeah. was kind of cool. The rest of the movie, shit. Like,
yeah.
It's just Brad Pitt being Brad
well,
Pitt.
Claudia told me what.
Being chased by zombies.
It's based on a book, and Claudia has the book, and she told me what the book's about. And I'm like, why
the book's
fuck?
An anthology
yeah,
series.
Yeah, I was like, why the fuck did they just do that?
Maybe it was supposed
yeah.
to. Be.
Yeah, the book's an anthology. It's all different stories of
people
surviving.
Like people,
the zombie apocalypse.
Right, leaving
yeah.
their
very sad
okay.
and very
their
good.
Memoirs and like
yeah.
that could be easily a show.
Just
each episode.
Make the
I
thing.
Know, I don't get it. And who
it's
are these?
Right fucking there.
And what I love is these.
You don't
studios,
need Brad Pitt.
These studios say the talent they'll get. We'll get so and so to make it. Oh, do they know the source material?
No,
not at all. But they don't need to. They
haven't
made
read
this.
It at all.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works.
They
you
can't
fuck.
Read.
Right.
Making
like,
it
you,
work.
Like, why don't you do it with a biopic?
Making it work.
We're going to get so-and-so to do a biopic. Does he know about the artist? Not
no.
at all. He'll just make it up as he goes. Like, you
that's
don't do
the
that.
First time I've heard of him.
Austin Butler's
yeah.
guessing.
Yeah.
Charles, what are
sounds
you?
Sounds good.
Charles, what are you driving?
Jack White was
better. So I didn't think this one as well thought out. This one's not thought out as
what'd
well.
What'd you pick?
It's not horrible, but when I heard your guys' story once, I was like, well.
Okay.
I picked Tallahassee's truck in Zombieland.
But the Hummer?
Well, that's not a bad
not
pick
the
at all.
Hummer. I think it's the one before because it has the...
Oh, the
front,
fucking zombie
yeah, that's
attachment
just pushing
that's
things
a bad
out of
at
the
all.
Way.
That's a dude.
It's a truck.
Tallahassee's on my list.
Yeah, like it's a truck and it'll do it.
That's
it'll push things
pick.
Out. That was my idea. Is I like that idea of being like it pushes the shit out of the way when you need to.
That's
a,
you're
and
gonna
I think
need
it kills
it.
Us,
dude. You're eventually
I think
gonna
he ramps
yeah.
up and kills some zombies. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's a good.
But
guy.
Your guys was like fucking snow, like Transformers. Was
your
like,
Hummer
shit.
Can get through the snow,
dude.
I guess
you'll
so.
Be all right.
I guess so.
You
and you got a plow on the front.
Those were good. Those were good.
Like you,
all good pets.
You winterized,
Mr. Plow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my name.
Yeah.
Mr. Plow.
Hey, Mike.
Okay. I like all these vehicles. They're very fun.
I think we all, yeah, these are good picks so far.
Okay, so we're left with four different things in our loadout. This is the best part of the game, listener. So we've got our primary weapon, the one that we use all the fucking time. The one that you like conserve so that you always have. It's,
right.
It's your Lucille from The Walking Dead, so to speak.
Lucille!
Lucille!
I'm not afraid of her anymore!
Then you've got your secondary weapon, right? Like could be a flail. Could be.
Yeah, it could be. It could be a flail if they're coming
up. You could be hearing a flail.
Specifically the one that Mel Gibson uses in the movie.
Yes.
This motherfucker went to an outlet mall so he could pick a flail again.
Yeah. Multiple.
I knew it. If Martin was here, he'd be so mad.
Cabalas is across the parking lot.
He's so mad.
God damn it.
So
living off the fudge.
Then we have fudge and like MREs.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But think of the cots.
Oh, I'd be sleeping off the ground, boys. That's all I care about. So
I just need the ground.
Primary, secondary. Then you have your utility, right? Like something that has a useful purpose.
Go gadget cure.
Right, go gadget.
I got the cure. Who knew? Yeah. Charles wins again.
I have Ellie from The Last of Us. She's the cure.
But we made it. We made the cure. It's not her.
We killed Ellie.
It's what's left.
I had Ellie. Then I killed her. And I made.
I brought Robert Smith from The Cure.
Yeah.
Oh no.
He'll sing the pain away.
I am the cure. So, and then we have your comfort item, something that will bring
you
mental health relief, right? If you're in the throat, right? Something.
A teddy's a good answer.
Something that gives you joy. So, Jimmy, I will let you pick. Do you want to go in order from top to bottom, best to worst? Do you want to?
I want to do comfort last.
Want to do comfort last? Okay.
Let's just do primary, secondary.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's go the list.
All right.
So, listen, because of the scenario that I picked and being in such an open area. I wanted to pick something that wouldn't attract a lot of noise.
Sure.
Because it would echo forever.
For sure.
You know, you shoot a firework off at the beach, you can hear it fucking.
That's a good
point.
It's not like Jimmy's got subsonic rounds or some shit.
You can see him 100 miles away.
Is it a flail?
No.
Shut up!
I picked Daryl's crossbow from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, you did.
Nice.
Now, I don't know if
the
this is allowed,
killer.
But there is one at Cabela's that has. It's like a revolver reloader, so it's a semi-automatic crossbow.
What?
And I know if Daryl had that, he'd be very excited.
Yeah.
So there's no pullback, there's no reload like that.
Damn.
I don't know if that's allowed because it's not exactly his crossbow, but up to you guys.
I am not one to split hairs over specs.
Cabela's
is that's what Last of Us is, right?
Cabela's
Last of
isn't
Us,
real.
You can add attachments and you craft and stuff.
And again,
right?
you would think these people would do that.
You're going to be looting
if you
somebody
found that,
out
you'd
in
do
the,
it.
That's what I thought.
He's going to be in the Inner Lake. He's going to find some old deer hunter who's
probably
got
a man who already has it.
Right. And you're going to find his load.
Exactly.
He's going to
have
all
the missiles.
I'll kill him and take it.
I was going to say, right.
He'll have your infrared lens on it or some shit. And you're like, I'll just kid up from that.
Exactly. But I thought having something like that.
Silent but deadly.
Again, if there's zombies that we don't have to shoot in the head to kill because maybe I don't have the best aim, but I can see him coming for forever.
It's coming right for us.
So I'm ready. And then, you know, if they happen to get close enough, my secondary is Pablo's rusty chain from Ash versus the Evil Dead. it doesn't actually make an appearance, but he's trying to find out what his signature weapon would be, kind of like we are now.
Yeah.
And they get in a situation that's bad, and he says, man, I wish I had my rusty chain.
That's canon.
And I feel that.
Yeah.
So I got to go with the rusty chain, because at the end of the day, I hit him with it. Maybe it doesn't kill him, gives him tetanus.
Coming.
Love it.
Coming from a flail operator. Yeah, it's good to have something you can swing.
No tetanus shot in the apocalypse.
But I mean, you could strangle, right?
Like, well, and think it's not just going to be zombies. There's marauders.
There's tons of people.
Oh, my God. Right, the riffraff.
I wish I had my rusty chain.
That
smugglers.
That has some utility and some objectivity as a weapon, too.
It's a bottle opener.
Thank you.
It's like a Swiss Army man.
Not with how rusty it is.
Right. You know, drink that rust.
There's a lot of weapons out there that you can pick from that are like classic.
Oh, sir, you guys misunderstood. I picked Alec Baldwin from Rust. He's my secondary.
So you die first.
Yeah. Don't be
on. They're coming right for us, you. Yeah. Damn. This thing's
Jimmy?
Real.
Oh, shit.
What if I cock this gun in front of you, pointing it at you?
Alec, no.
Movies are fun.
I thought about going something new age, right? Like Alice's carbide operated gun that she shoots everything in. That's great, good and all, but eventually, though, I feel I'm not going to find ammo for that kind of gun.
That's why I picked crossbow. Arrows are unlimited.
I'm going to go down the same route as you. Well, you can make them, right?
You can make, bolts are a little difficult, but you can reuse them for a while.
You just have to keep doing this, and they just come.
guys, I gotta stick with. I mean, you went down this road. I'm going down this road. You went TV. I'm going movie.
Right.
It's the boomstick.
Oh, I almost picked that.
It's Ash's boomstick.
So in this scenario, Mike's arm has been lopped off.
Yeah.
I picked the chainsaw, I was between the two. I was like, if I pick the chainsaw, someone's going to be like, we got to lose your fucking arm, idiot. I'm like,
Not if you get the Ash utility.
That's right. Like if you go to the show, then you get the mechanical man.
I feel shotgun shells will be easy to find. It's a common bullet, right? Like all of the cool, crazy carbide weapons you could probably pull
from. We're not in America.
I know, but double barrel. Like people shoot.
Yeah, you
things.
Can find that.
I can find buckshot.
You goose hunt with a shotgun.
Right? Buckshot. I
right?
like that.
I mean,
yeah.
I can.
Maybe, it's a good bird hunting gun.
That's maybe right. someone has dragon's breath, and I can start firing off flame filled shotguns.
You'll
That'd be
make
so
them.
Funny,
Mike's got
right?
incendiary
well,
ammo.
These are great.
These are awesome.
This cooks my food.
The boomstick's a great choice.
Yeah. So boomstick is my primary, and
What's
then my
your secondary.
My secondary, I had, and this is why we think alike. I had Daryl's crossbow as well.
Wow, that's great.
Because you got to have something quiet if you're. Because the shotgun's for when you have no other choice.
I'm fucked. I either need to take a couple heads off some angry
you
zombies.
You just blast it. Well, that's the thing. Maybe we don't even have to shoot him in the head.
Who knows, right? I feel Winnipeg zombies would probably just.
They're rage zombies for sure.
They'd be rage zombies.
Yeah, I think so.
Stupid
no,
zombies.
No, they're pissed.
Okay.
Yeah. You know if
there's a lot of meth in their system that's countering.
They're mad at you.
The infection.
Yeah, the weak and the poor will go first. And
they'll run slow. They'll run really fast and then trip and then maybe go backwards
does a
bit
zombie,
and then come back and you're like, fuck.
Does a zombie that was once a meth addict become a meth addict zombie?
Mike, or does it not affect them?
Or does it not affect them?
Yeah. Mike, they're chasing us. Drop your smokes.
Yeah. That's all they need.
I can't. They're the last pack.
Take off your shoes. They won't care.
They're the last pack of smokes in the world.
Oh, Jesus
my Canadian classics. No.
Just take my wallet. Take my shoes. Take my backpack.
My Pall Mall
cigarettes.
My Pall Mall Slims.
So I have
these are menthols.
Yeah. I want silence, and then I want like one.
I'm trying
and
to
done.
Quit.
You need
bastards.
A quiet weapon.
You need a quiet weapon. So crossbow and shotgun. Charles, what's your primary?
I like that we all went with the classic. Like we need a damaging weapon and then a quiet one. Very smart, boys. Very good.
Wish I had.
I don't want to give up my cover.
So
if I'm going out, I want to go out in a blaze of fucking glory.
That's right,
Mike. You kind of inadvertently said what my primary weapon was, but it is Lucille.
Nice.
It is like Negan's
you got
back.
Negan's back.
I got Negan's back. I had to get Lucille. Also, because
it's fucking cool.
I'm not afraid of her anymore.
Walking around threatening to bang somebody into a pulp.
Well, and I
is
feel
one of the
like
most badass scenes.
The barbed wire.
In TV history,
you just
got to
do some
series.
Picking out, but
and
you
maybe
can use
it's
a barbed
just
wire
Lucille
for a
in name, right? Like it doesn't have to be the same bat. You're gonna lose that bat. You'll find another bat.
Right.
You make a bat.
Right.
Wonder bat.
There's gonna be tons of razor wire.
There's gonna be lots.
Yeah,
of
you're
razor
gonna
and tons of bats.
Wire. Yeah.
You're gonna be all right.
Eventually, I can be covered in it.
Yeah. But that's the crafting part too.
And that's your primary.
That's
my primary.
Wow, so you want up close.
I'm fucking nuts.
You're fucking Negan.
And my scenario, like I'm
this
the
broke
one,
Charles Jimmy. He's on a fucking tear.
And my scenario, I'm like when Jackson's being attacked, I'm the like the last line, but I'll kill everything.
Yeah.
So I'm not your first guy getting mauled right away. I'm your backup. But when I get in there, I'm going to do some fucking damage.
Yeah,
and I might enjoy it.
Well, what's
I
your secondary then?
So my secondary, again, because I'm that last line of defense. Because
you're that bitch.
Is a flamethrower pack.
I thought
so,
you would.
Similar to like what Tommy has in The Last of Us.
I'm
but again,
so glad.
Because video game rules,
it.
Unlimited tank. So I can just go and go and go.
I didn't know what the show was going to do. I thought Tommy was fucking done for.
Yeah,
there.
But you know what's funny? There's so many game moments where that happens.
Where
you're
thought,
like,
it's
this is my last Molotov. I have two bullets left.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like, argh.
I thought Tommy
was
fucking
like,
done.
I know. And I was like, brave. That's something very different. Anyways.
Yep.
So I got Lucille, and then I got a flamethrower.
So you have distance and close quarters.
Yeah.
Well, right. And hey, you know, you said you didn't winterize. Flamethrower.
That's true.
Keep you warm.
That's true. And also, too, like to make sure the infected's dead, you do one last little like.
That's right. You can burn the body.
Yes. It's done.
Then you're not burying them in the ground near you or just ditching them somewhere.
I saw an old timer on YouTube talking about using the flamethrower in World War II.
Oh my
Christ.
God.
And he was like, it's two quick bursts and then one long one. I was
right.
Like, that's like reverse SOS.
Once upon a time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
100%. Literally. Yeah.
Can we turn this bitch down?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's turned down.
No.
You know what I just thought of, honestly, and I know it's such a. What
did you think
ill-regarded zombie movie? Is Zack Snyder's other zombie movie about Vegas?
Ew.
Oh, Zombie Heist?
No. Yeah, it's like that.
It's something like that.
No, that's it. It's Zombie
Heist. Army of the Dead.
Army of the Dead. That's what it is.
The Heist is the sequel with the guy who was the
safecracker. Yeah, that's right.
Because everybody only liked his character.
Because it's supposed to be in that universe or whatever.
He's a fucking German safecracker.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but do you remember the cutoff saw that the guy has.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's got the
20-inch
blade on it.
That's right, that's
right. I think that would also
work.
A, listen.
It's a chainsaw is what it really is.
That's movie fun.
But my problem is that he didn't even film it well. Like, parts of it are just blurry.
No, it's so bad.
He did do some weird shit that he's never...
Because he wrote it in an hour.
Well, it's literally because Netflix is just, they made a deal with him.
Can you make a
so
movie?
Stupid, and he gets final say on all the projects he's doing.
That movie,
sucked.
Then
it was
two
so
Rebel
long.
Moons.
Yeah, his,
two Rebel Moons.
Oh, dude, there's still a part 3 and 4 apparently still coming out. It's his.
For what
it's,
reason?
It's his avatar.
But
it's
they
ridiculous.
Suck ass.
I know
Why
they're
would
terrible.
He want to continue?
Apparently they do well somehow.
Maybe overseas?
Somehow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it could be like
somehow
the Transformers movies. Like, they do well overseas.
Those started really well, though. I do like the first few.
No, it's not,
it's
not
like,
the same. It's
yeah.
not the same for
no,
sure, but...
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying, though. Yeah.
Charles, yes. Take us into utility
comfort.
And comfort. Your comfort
so
and utility.
So, you guys are going to
yeah.
love
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah, utility and comfort.
For utility item, I wrote something from Umbrella, Resident Evil,
right.
But I didn't figure out what that was, so...
you said you had something.
Yeah, I did.
He was bluffing.
No, it was from the video game, and I was like, I don't know if that counts. So
literally
I was like,
an umbrella.
Yeah. Oh, this penguin umbrella doesn't seem to
what's,
work.
What's the thing from the video game?
So
is it like a health stem?
So you know what it is? It's so funny. You literally in Resident Evil 3 Nemesis, you get a fucking, you get like essentially this like device that folds out, and it's like a laser gun. And I was like, that could be a utility, maybe?
No.
Yeah, no, that's just a straight-up weapon.
You know what? Hang on. We'll do this like we do trivia.
But
to
I have a better one.
You have
a
better one?
Utility.
Okay.
I have a utility. It's lame, but I mean, it is a utility.
Shoot it.
So in my backpack, I got rope with like it going through a few cans. So I would like hang it over something that...
That's
it'll
the definition
me.
Of utility.
That's a utility, yeah.
That's
so
utility.
It'll like fucking shake. It'll make noise if
he's
something's
trying
to come
up behind me.
That's
way better than your laser gun.
Yeah,
I think
no,
he's
for sure.
Sharking us.
For sure.
I think he really is.
So yeah,
he's a fucking head fake.
Rope with
some
bottles.
Right
rope
now.
With some bottles.
That's yeah. That's a great
just
trap.
Just in case
that's
they fucking come behind me.
Genius.
You're never gonna not be out in the open.
Nope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're
gonna
need
gonna
some
happen.
Sort of security system.
Yeah. And again, I'm trying to think. If 28 years of this, it's got to be.
Yeah.
It's gonna be some stuff that I'm like,
I mean,
well, that's just a given.
They're gonna run through like Red Rover, but at least you'll know they're coming.
That's
exactly.
what I mean. I'll at least have some sort of warning. And
yeah.
It could be the intro of.
And it's not something that's gonna attract a bunch of other ones.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
gonna let
right.
you know even if wildlife is there that you
or maybe
hunt.
I need right. or maybe that's what I'm hoping is it does attract so then I can just pick them.
You'll
off.
Get some deer.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
maybe,
yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean.
You'll get a few deer. At
I had
get a few deer.
I had you. I was like you two chains. I had I had a bunch of chains. But do you remember when they have to keep like in I Am 28 Legend?
Days they have one tied up too.
They have one tied
oh,
up.
Oh yeah,
in
that's right.
Days.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you even really want to get to it, are
what are you going to study?
Zombie erotica.
Will you allow me the chains from Game of Thrones and the White Walkers, which are the undead?
Did oh, they, that'll just
which
go
are technically
through them.
The OG go- zombies, right? Like if you think of a White Walker as a zombie, right? It's dead. It's come back to life, right? I'm just saying there are examples throughout historical television that show you
no.
that a chain is
no.
a good utility but, item.
Sure,
have.
But not from that era.
All right, that's fine. You can dock me that.
Find chains no. somewhere else.
you would. Yeah, yeah. I don't think.
Find chains
I'm
somewhere
only
else.
Doing that because
I reject your chains.
Yeah. I don't think you would give us that grace.
I would. No, you're right. That's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
If this was a Game of
that
Thrones
a,
debate, and
yeah,
I was like,
great
well,
point.
What if I
yeah.
do from Dawn
respect
of the
your
Dead?
King.
My show. No. Yeah. No. I. Okay. The chains from I Am Legend, where he's chained down and he's testing on him. Were you just? Like,
oh yeah,
if,
yeah,
if
yeah.
you do catch a zombie, and there is some sort of like, if we're sitting here and we're like, what if they are the cure? Right. You're gonna kind of need something to keep.
Or
them
even
at
just
bay.
To use
well,
it to
even,
lure other ones.
Or to pull
or something.
You can
pull,
see how long it lives for.
What
with
if,
nothing,
remember,
right?
Michonne used them to travel,
right?
Right.
Yeah,
cut their
which
jaws
was pretty,
off.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
Sick.
Like
pretty
just,
cool
they
idea.
Came in
pretty
handy.
Cool idea. And she needed chains to do that.
That's
as
true.
Well.
All right, we got you. Got your chains.
Just say Michonne. All Michonne right. chains.
Michonne chains.
Well, you yeah, know when you, when you said rope, I was thinking of Boondock Saints. I was like,
oh
yeah,
yeah.
You get your
need some fucking rope.
You get your fucking rope, laddie.
I need fucking rope.
When do you think they're gonna let Norman Reedus have a nice haircut again?
Right.
I think that's
when's he not gonna look greasy?
No, I think he's
the
one that's like, this is my hair.
Or
they try to cut it
in movies or shows.
They try to cut his hair and their scissors break, and he's like,
yeah,
it's just the way it is.
Rock solid.
It's just the way it is now.
I can ride a motorcycle like this with Keanu. It's fine.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, so that, and then my utility, or my comfort, sorry.
Yeah,
that's my
comfort.
Oh, I didn't get to give my comfort. Should I give my comfort?
Yeah.
Oh,
do your comfort. Oh, yeah, sorry.
So utility was the thing, and then comfort
sorry.
Was Twinkie.
Not thank you.
Man, I'll just jump to mine. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
That's my comfort as well.
Yeah, it's a Twinkie.
Mike, fucking perfect.
It's a great motivator to always be like, I'm looking for a Twinkie.
Okay, I'll hold mine.
And then when you get it, it's a great treat.
You're going to agree with me more than you think you know. But what's your utility?
Keanu's dog.
What's your utility?
Daisy.
I went to Zombieland again. Okay. I double Zombieland to end. My utility is the banjo. I don't know how to play,
yeah.
but I've got all the time in the world to learn how.
Yeah.
And again, it's like your trap. It's good bait.
Yeah. That's right.
Gets them all to come out.
Yeah.
I think great bait, and it's something that I can do with my time.
No, that's smart.
Remember Days
smart.
Gone?
Keeping your brain
you
occupied.
You get that extra trophy for
that's
going
right.
around the fire and
that's
watching
right.
the guy play songs.
Yeah, that's
I got
right.
Y'all,
yeah.
I got y'all
that's
beat, right. bitches.
I don't know how to play, but I could learn.
What's your comfort?
Twinkie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Two Twinkies.
That's right. Fuck.
I got two Twinks in this room. Yeah.
You do. You do right now.
Mike's the bear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If we're being honest.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm a bottom bear.
Mike's is a
yeah.
snowball.
But I push back. Mike's is a snowball?
I hate coconut.
Which one are you referring
to?
Big
polar bear.
I don't like
coconut.
It's not the taste. It's the
texture.
Oh, God.
I feel the same way about coconut. He's right.
So my utility is a living, breathing thing.
Yeah.
It's the
no.
German,
your chains were your utility. What's your comfort?
My comfort. Sorry, thank you. My comfort is the German Shepherd from I Am Legend.
Yeah, you said that, and I was like, yeah, great. I can't wait till when I have to kill it.
Yeah, man.
Why would you have to kill it?
Because that's what happens, Mike. Did you not watch that movie?
I know, but I'm just saying, in our zombie apocalypse,
but it's gonna die at some point. It's gonna be
heartbreaking.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
I don't
that's
need
another
that
thing. You gotta
positive
take care
thinking.
Of.
Power
It'll live
positivity.
Forever.
Put it out into the universe. That dog's gonna get out of that apocalypse.
I get,
and
okay.
I think in Mike's
it's
maybe
short...
he's the only person.
Oh right,
yeah. Because who wants to hang out with my ass when there's nothing?
Well, no.
Else.
I mean, if you're by yourself, it's nice to have a companion. Is what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I'm.
If you're with other people, though. You're ruining that dog's life.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna eat it at some point.
But it's the apocalypse. I think I have the right to be a little selfish.
Eventually, someone's gonna.
You're
be like,
mine, damn it!
I'm playing to the fact that you have a dog, Charles.
I know, and I'm telling
Mike
you,
picked
the
Daisy
saddest
from
thing,
John Wick.
The saddest thing, yeah, but grown up.
A grown-up beagle named Daisy.
Still
but the
dead.
Saddest part is there's going to be a day where I can't. I don't think I can emotionally take
stop
the toll of that.
You're
going
to lose
stop
that.
Stop thinking
dog.
Like a dog lover that's going to lose a dog.
That's sad.
And start thinking about somebody in a zombie apocalypse who just needs some comfort.
You made us very sad today, Mike.
Yeah. But I don't want to eat that dog, and I want
to
eat
a Twinkie.
Yeah,
no one's saying you need to eat the dog.
But I want to eat a Twinkie.
I know you do.
You can't feed the dog Twinkies.
No, I okay.
Shouldn't feed humans Twinkies.
I will give you that.
True.
I will give you
but
that.
But they survived the apocalypse.
They did.
Especially for the way they did I Am Legend, yeah. Like
it's nice to have a dog companion.
I would hate to not have, even, and a dog is a great companion.
I don't want
to
be talking to a fucking dog.
It'd be Mike and
awesome.
Burger.
Oh my
right?
God!
Sure,
oh
sure.
God.
You got him
burger
in the cat
ride.
Carrier,
right?
Well, it's like
the
oh my God, it's like the first. What's it fucking called? Where they aren't allowed to talk.
Oh,
with the aliens.
The quiet place.
Yeah, it's like the new Quiet Place, day one.
Yeah, sure.
That's you. That's you and Burger.
Yeah.
Nothing back.
Get a little backpack for him and you're just running around with him.
I have.
But
no,
he calls the shots.
You do know? You
that's
know,
right.
Do you know what a cat in a backpack will do for my social credit
there
score?
There you go, yeah.
Like
yeah,
people
yeah.
will see me and be like, come on in.
Yeah.
You have a fat cat.
I trust this
bad.
Guy.
Right? Yeah. This guy is taking
we
care
need
of
to,
an animal.
We need to protect this
German
cat.
Shepherd doesn't scream, I trust you.
It screams police state, but yeah. I mean, like.
German Shepherd is like.
Where did he get that dog? Is that a police force dog? Is that going to smell up my coat?
If anything's going to make it through the apocalypse, it's Burke.
That's true. He's got a lot of fat to spare.
If you had said Daisy, I would have been more on board.
I took all of my power, not to mention fucking flail. So, like.
Daisy now.
All right. So now we just. All we have left is our who's our leader.
Yeah, who's,
our leader? Guiding us?
Who's taking us through this shit?
Yeah.
Because, as mentioned by Jimmy, listener, we all know that if we were left
we're
to our
side
own,
characters.
Yeah, we're side characters. We're left to our own devices.
I picked Ash Williams. I think Ash Williams is
pick.
Ride or die for his
That's
friends.
A good pick.
And he, while he doesn't save them in the movie, he goes and saves Pablo. He brings him back to
oh,
life.
Oh, yeah.
He saves his friends and he gives a shit. He might not act like it all the time, but
you know
that's
not,
what you want for the apocalypse.
You know I'm not Mexican, right? That's the spirit.
That's the spirit. And it's Bruce Campbell, baby.
Yeah.
What
it's the
more
best,
do you want?
It's the best version of Ash.
Hey, guy. I mean, I asked him, did you finish the game? And he was like, no. And he was like, well, maybe you suck.
Yeah, that was the best.
And I'm talking.
And then he went into rehab.
The show Ash Williams is who I want.
Sure.
Yeah,
I want the
and
older Ash.
With,
yeah.
the gird, with,
yeah.
with the girdle on.
You want a seasoned
Ash.
That's who I want.
Yeah. I get it. Okay.
The hand with the robot hand.
He's going to call the shots, and
Charles,
I'm just in for the ride.
I will let you. Do you want to go next, or do you want me to go next? Do you want to have. Do I have the hammer?
You go next.
Okay, I'll go next. Yeah. So she looks good in a red dress. She can do backflips.
Son of a gun.
She can. Yeah.
Son of a gun.
You think so? You already think
son
so?
Son of a gun.
She's capable. She's even engineered.
Are you talking about Mila Jovovich?
I'm talking about Mila Jovovich.
It's Alice.
Alice from Resident Fucking
Evil.
Yeah,
that was my pick, too. That was my pick, too.
Look at four movies.
Not even seven.
Watch four movies.
I think there's seven
yeah,
of them.
Maybe, yeah.
I know of four.
And she made it through all of them.
That's fair.
She made it through all of them.
Alice survives. Yeah. All the,
and Allie Larder shows up again, so she protected her.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just follow her. I also had Tallahassee, too.
Allie Larder was in that?
Allie Larder's in the second one.
Is this an Allie Larder podcast?
Allie Larder is Claire Redfield.
Yeah, you're right.
That's who she is.
That's awesome.
And the guy from Prison Break was Chris Redfield.
It was cool, man.
It had a lot of potential, what they did.
I just feel safe in her arms.
They followed the game.
Yeah, man. And again, tell me what to do.
She survived literally every version. They can throw anything at her.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good reason.
Yeah. Umbrella threw every umbrella project.
But do the people in her life survive? Allie Larder, I think, does.
I mean, everybody who matters does, and I think I matter.
Okay.
Everybody who matters to the story.
She would protect me. I'm her bat flamethrower guy.
That's true.
I mean, I'm assuming it's Mila Jovovich as Alice. So, I mean, tough as fucking nails. Even if it was just Mila taking me into battle, I'd be like, multipass, let's fucking go.
Yeah, I believe
yeah,
like,
Joan of Arc.
You know, someone you could Joan follow confidently.
Every character yeah. that she's always played, she shot in Winnipeg before. Too.
I wouldn't question anything awesome. She would tell me to do.
No, that's a fair
100%.
Point. 100%. No.
You might question Ash at some time.
Yes.
Are you sure, bud? Yeah. Are you sure?
Are we sure like, this is the best
thing? This seems like a real rock star approach to
I don't
maybe
know if we should get hammered.
Let's
right?
think about this.
You know how they set up Ash versus Evil Dead? The Evil Dead's been away for so long. He does shrooms, and to impress a girl, he reads out of the Nocronomicon. Yeah.
Look what I can do.
Yeah, and he's like wasted reading everything. He's like, hey, check out this part. This is fucked up. And then he reads it, and then all of a sudden it's like, it does the
dun,
like.
Dun, dun,
yeah,
dun,
and then
the
it
POV.
Immediately
yeah.
infects her.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he realizes the next day and he's like, oh shit.
What the fuck did I do?
Yeah.
So if we have two Alices.
It's amazing.
Two Alices.
One Wonderland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were clones of Alice. I think she killed those, but we have the one that's the right one.
Yeah.
Oh, she had powers.
For this argument, we
she
have the
powers
right one.
She doesn't get powers.
She has powers in them.
So do we want why don't we read from top to bottom what our kid is and then we can decide.
All right.
Yeah.
I like
okay.
this. Let's rehash for the listener.
Yeah.
So for primary weapon, I had Daryl's crossbow. For secondary, I had Pablo's rusty chain. for transport, I had the armored truck from Dawn of the Dead. The utility was the banjo from Zombieland, and the comfort was the Twinkie from Zombieland while being led by Ash.
That seems like a good fucking time. Seems like too much party and not enough survival. A
lot of fun.
What was your location again? Where?
Oh, yeah, and the location is out at the lake, whether it's Gimli.
That's right. Just, beach zombies.
Ash is
beach
always
zombies.
Trying to get to Jacksonville.
The Interlake.
That's
yeah.
right.
So yeah. he'd love the beach.
That's yeah. right.
Yeah. Gimli, right. he's
never been, but he knows he'd love it.
He's going to love it.
That's where I was supposed to go.
A place so nice, they named it twice.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
All right, so my location was...
Read your whole... Read
that's
your
what I'm
list.
Doing. I'm
oh,
just,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Let's see if I can do it from memory.
Oh, you're doing it. Oh, shit.
My location was the outlet mall.
Of course.
My team leader getting out of this outlet mall scenario was Alice from Resident Evil. My primary weapon was the boomstick from Evil Dead. My secondary weapon was the crossbow from The Walking Dead. My utility item were the chains used in Game of Thrones. And 28
God.
Days later,
the flail.
And my comfort item was our nameless German Shepherd, a.k.a. any sort of dog or animal will
named
do.
Named Burger.
Named Burger
dog.
As my comfort item. And I believe...
Boy.
Think that's it?
I did it, yeah.
Yeah,
fuck
good.
Yeah.
That was good.
My blood sugar's dropping. I'm hungry. Surprise.
So my primary weapon was Lucille, Negan's bat. Secondary weapon was the flamethrower pack. Transport was Tallahassee's truck. Utility item was the rope with the bottles.
Yeah,
with the cans.
The bottles with the, yeah, with
the
cans.
The homemade security system.
Nice cans. Comfort was a Twinkie. And then my leader was Alice. And then my scenario was the Leaf.
So who wants to vote first? There's no ties today.
Oh, shit.
No, there isn't.
And I mean, unless we all vote for each other.
Let's go.
That's a nice thing to do.
Let's do Charles first. Let Charles cast the first vote.
Ouch. Yeah, okay.
Our friendship does rely on this.
It does.
Man, everybody brought their A game. This is always the worst.
This was a fun one. Maybe
this
we should
really
rehash
good.
Old ones more often.
This is really good.
I like giving it the new school approach to the old school idea. Like,
let's do movie-themed wrestlers again.
Okay.
That was fun.
I gotta go, Mike. I mean, you know, Alice.
Suicide for
like
me.
Like minds think alike.
Yeah.
Now, Charles, because you went first.
That's tough. But he had three shit.
Who do you want to go second?
That's fair.
You had
Mike,
to...
you go.
Oh,
I gave you the prize doesn't come without
so it could be in my hand.
You know,
prize doesn't come without.
Honestly, if I'm voting with quote unquote integrity, yeah,
Martin's not here.
That's why I air quoted the shit out of that. Like it's not. It's, I mean, I would go exactly with what I picked. It'd be hypocritical of me to not be led throughout all of this madness
I understand.
By Alice.
Making my vote completely useless.
But,
there has to be a winner.
I feel safer in the arms of a seasoned zombie fighter who's done it through multiple genres, multiple avenues, who continues to show us that no matter what happens, Ash will always kick ass. So I am going with Jimmy.
He's done it for like 50 years.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know, I'm not gonna.
Does everybody get a point this week?
Everybody gets a point this week. Oh. I'm going for Charles. Yeah, everybody did so well. I think we deserve it. I don't think there's a wrong choice in any of these packs.
No, I would play all of these characters.
Listener, what do you think? One of you out there has got to be like, "Fuck!" One of you is an idiot.
Assemble
one of you
your
did
own
it right.
Pack.
Assemble your own pack.
Or they took the best of each of our lists and then made the actual.
What
winner.
Do you think? Like, where do you think we got it wrong? What are we missing? What should we have done? What would you do? Leave a voicemail in the link in the show notes.
Tell Martin you want more episodes where everyone gets a point.
Exactly. Where
he really wants more of those. He just doesn't say.
Listener,
it.
I know you're sitting out there.
We
and
vote
like,
with our heart,
right? One of you, yeah. Exactly.
Everyone gets a point for
we
courage.
We vote for feelings.
That's right.
I know you're sitting out there and you're wondering why does this happen sometimes? Well, if you think otherwise, and you want to let
angry.
Us know, you should leave a voicemail as well too.
That's
think
true.
Of who should have won instead of Jimmy making it Democratic and everybody showing up and
I was going to vote for Charles either way.
Yeah, now he says that.
I caught him with the leaf.
You did. You really right leaf. From the start.
I love the leaf.
I didn't think of that at all.
I just feel like I mean, to me it's where we're going. We can always pick up gear, we can always pick up shit. Like,
yeah,
that was a wish list essentially. That's your wish list to get out of a zombie apocalypse. I don't think any of these things are coming in handy because I'll just be crying. I won't be offering ideas.
Oh, instantly dead,
right? Yeah. Like, the Achilles tendon joke is serious. I would run slash limp.
We might be here for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah,
no, thanks.
You know what I mean? So, but like, let us know, please. We would love to have you on the show virtually. You don't have to leave your real name, just. You know, leave a voicemail up to 90 seconds. It's pretty simple. Link in the bio, link in the show notes. It's everywhere you see it when you follow us. This was fun. We don't have anything else to tell them, do we?
That's
we can,
it?
We can let them go?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we hope to see you at Trivia. According to Jimmy, it's July 28th, but really it's July 19th. The link in the show notes confirms that.
Yeah, confuse them.
Yeah, come if you've never been. We have a good time.
Trivia Prime.
If this is your first time listening to us and you're in Winnipeg, you should just come. But like, if this is your first time and you're like, what's this Trivia Night about? It's a lot of fun. Everybody who comes has a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun come.
A lot of fun come.
We would love to see you there, and we'd love it even more if you were like, yeah,
we're
I found,
in demand come.
I came.
Just bring come. Be prepared to come. To Star Wars Trivia July 19th. I've been Ash.
I hope Billy Ovich does another Resident Evil.
I just haven't met June yet.
Watch everything. Say bye, everybody.
It's called a callback.
It's called
bookend.
Write that down.
Yeah.
The bookend from the studio.
The studio's bookend.
I love a good bookend.
They do a whole episode.
Thank you for a very enjoyable game.